From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation says there is no indication the gunman who killed 49 people and wounded more than 50 at an Orlando nightclub early Sunday was directed from outside the U.S. or part of a network. James Comey said investigators are confident Omar Mateen was inspired by jihadists and radicalized online.
There are strong indications of radicalization by this killer and of potential inspiration by foreign terrorist organizations. We are spending a tremendous amount of time, as you would imagine, trying to understand every moment of this killer's path to that terrible night in Orlando, to understand his motives and to understand the details of his life.
The 29-year-old, a son of Afghan immigrants, was shot and killed by police after a three-hour standoff. President Obama will visit Orlando Thursday. The shooting has impacted U.S. presidential politics. Presumptive Republican Party candidate Donald Trump proposes a suspension of immigration from countries with a proven record of terrorism.
And although the pause is temporary, we must find out what is going on. We have to do it.
His likely Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, said while Mateen is dead, the virus that poisoned his mind lives on.
And we must attack it with clear eyes, steady hands, unwavering determination and pride in our country and our values.
However, she warned against demonizing all Muslims. The governments of Eritrea and Ethiopia traded accusations Monday, accusing each other of starting border clashes, a reminder of an unresolved boundary dispute that triggered conflict more than a decade ago that killed tens of thousands. An Ethiopian government spokesman said there were significant casualties on both sides in the incident Sunday. Calm reportedly has been restored. Eritrea won independence from Ethiopia in 1991. This is VOA News.